Now time for the locker room chat. I'm joined by Frankfort Boys head basketball coach Ben Steinlogge. And coach, past week not going exactly how you planned, I'm sure, but starting things off with the first game against Pawnee City. It's a very good team that you guys played against. Your overall thoughts on that game?
Yeah, they had a couple good guards, a couple sophomores that really get after it quick. Got a good first step off the bounce, and we really struggled to stay in front of those two and gave up a lot of offensive rebounds as well. I thought, for the most part, as a team, I thought we played fairly hard. Didn't play very smart at times. Made a lot of turnovers that probably be attributed to just being young, quite honestly, and some of that was just being too soft. But thought we played fairly well, and thought we battled till the very end, for the most part.
So what were your thoughts in terms of your offense with your shot selection?
Oh, not bad. Carter Olson hit a couple threes for us there in the second quarter, and Porter Colvin hit one. Really, those three or four shots that we hit kind of kept us in the game there in the second quarter. I thought we missed a few bunnies around the rim, maybe forced a few, especially towards the end of the game. Things kind of started getting slightly out of hand there, and got a little bit too sped up. But didn't have a huge issue with shot selection. Need to work on our free throws. We weren't very good from the line, like 4-13 or something. And that kind of carried over into last night as well. But overall, fairly pleased with the shot selection.
Moving on to the game from last night, you guys fall to Manhattan Chiefs 68-25. Again, a really good team you guys played against. In terms of your guys' defense, how do you feel like your guys moved and rotated?
Oh, quite honestly, not very well. We really got beat up in transition defensively. I thought we did a really poor job of sprinting back and getting to the paint and communicating and picking guys up and building out. And when we got in scramble situations, we didn't do a very good job of, just picking guys up, quite honestly. And, it really showed. I was really disappointed in that aspect of it. But in the second half, we got a little better rotation-wise. Maybe did a slightly better job in defensive transition, but pretty disappointed in that aspect.
What are some things that you guys are trying to work on in practice to kind of help with the rotation and get more ball pressure?
Oh, we're just trying to break stuff down. Instead of going with the 5-on-5 stuff, really trying to get down to the bare bones of things. 2-on-2, 3-on-3, and so kids can see kind of what the responsibilities are and how we rotate and do things like that. And quite honestly, until we get, an entire group of guys that want to compete on our possession, we're probably going to struggle. We're really, really having a hard time getting some buy-in in terms of getting everybody to play their capabilities in terms of effort. I know there's going to be a lot of mistakes early, and especially with a young team, but kind of fighting that right now. So coaching effort's never a good thing, and kind of something we're battling currently.
And then, of course, you guys play in a tournament in Wabunsee coming up, but what do you know about the field?
So we got Wabunsee tomorrow night. Good squad. They graduated a few guys from last year's team, but they seem to have reloaded from what I saw last night. Get out and go a little bit, shoot three really well. Then a Northern Heights team on Friday that can get up and go as well. They get a lot of shots up. They've got 6'10 in the post, so something a little different for us to see and work on. But really just kind of concerned with us in terms of trying to battle every possession, compete, and working together as a team.
And Coach, thank you so much for joining us today, and best of luck with those games, and talk to you again next Wednesday.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
That was Frankfort Boys and basketball coach Ben Steinlogge here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and First National Bank of Frankfort.